Hello and welcome to Exhortations. My name is Russ Earl, and this podcast is brought to you by the Ooligah Church of Christ here in Ooligah, Oklahoma. And you can learn more about us at OoligahCFC.org and also on our radio website, OoligahRadio.org. Today we're going to talk about growth. It is evident that Christians are to grow. It is a duty of a Christian to strive to grow. In 1 Peter 2 and verse 2, the Bible tells us that we should long for the Word of God because it is our spiritual milk that we are to long for it as newborn babes. We also are told in 2 Peter 3 verse 18 that we are to grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. A failure to grow is contrary to both the law of God and really the law of nature as well. Growth is a normal thing. A little plant will break through the surface of the earth and will grow until it is fully grown. A normal animal, properly cared for, will grow until it reaches maturity. And so a Christian is to grow as well. 2 Corinthians 4 verse 16 says, "But though our outward man is decaying, yet our inward man is renewed day by day." Let's look at some requirements of growth. First, a new birth is essential, is a requirement for growth. In John 3 and verse 3, we see that unless you are born again, you cannot see the kingdom of God. So one must go through what is called the new birth, which of course is the idea of obeying the gospel plan of salvation, which would include baptism. We also see this idea that we become a new creature in Christ in 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 17. And it is impossible for one to be a new creature out of Christ. We also see that if we want to grow, another requirement is freedom from sin, to remove ourselves from sin. 1 Peter 2 and verse 1 tells us that we should put away all wickedness and guile and hypocrisies and envies and all evil language or all evil speaking. And we should be one who strives to remember that our old man was crucified with Christ, that the body of sin may be done away with, that we should no longer be in bondage to sins. We see in Romans 6 and verse 6. We also see another requirement for growth for the Christian is food. In 1 Peter 2 and verse 2, the Bible says, "For us to long for the spiritual milk, which is without guile, that you may grow thereby unto salvation." We also see in Hebrews 5 verses 12 through 14 that the Bible is milk and meat. Milk to the newborn babe in Christ, and also meat to the older, mature Christian. Another requirement for growth is exercising our strengths so that we can grow. In fact, in 1 Timothy 4 and verse 7 tells us to exercise thyself unto godliness. We also see the Christian life is a life that's full of faith, that's working through love in Galatians 5 and verse 6. And we are workers together with God, 2 Corinthians 6 and verse 1, all these involving exercise. Another requirement of growth is we have to consider our climate or environment. In the physical way, we call this factor climate, but in the spiritual, we call it environment. Climate may affect physical growth, and environment may hinder our spiritual growth. And 1 Peter 15 and verse 33 tells us, be not deceived, evil companionship corrupts good habits or good morals. Environment was one of the factors that caused Herod to order the execution of John in Matthew 14 and verse 9. And so we must consider our climate and our environment. Another requirement for growth is time. A child is not born fully grown, or a person is not born fully grown, and neither is a Christian born fully grown. In Hebrews 5 and verse 12 tells us, for when by reason of time ye ought to be teachers. So it takes time for us to grow. So time is a requirement for the Christian. It doesn't happen overnight. And thirdly, let's look at some evidences of growth. Well, growth is like learning in school. We cannot see it day by day, but later we can look back and see it. As we look back over our Christian lives, we can see that we have grown. We have grown in the knowledge of God's Word. grown in faith and obedience, and grown in good works, if we are growing as a Christian ought to be growing. And we can see that when we act like men rather than children, that we are growing as well. Paul said in 1 Corinthians 13 and verse 11, "When I was a child, I spoke as a child, I felt as a child, I thought as a child. Now that I am become a man, I have put away childish things." 1 Corinthians 13 and verse 11. We also see another evidence for growth is when we begin to produce fruit. When a fruit tree begins to bear, you know it has grown. Growing Christians bear fruit, some hundredfold, some 60, some 30, according to Matthew 13, verse 23. And so one of the evidences of growing as a Christian is that you bear fruit. When we think about these things concerning Christian growth, we hope you're encouraged by this and that you will be encouraged to strive to grow all you can as a Christian and as a follower of God. Thank you, and we'll see you next time.